special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Fans, you got me turned on, Brownie?
Yeah, we're on.
All right, brother. Welcome, Indian fans. The final tune-up here before postseason. And we're getting ready for tournament, Bobby, and I'm fired up.
Yeah, copy. It's that time of the year, and we've been waiting for this. And I think we're playing the best ball we've played all year. And you know, last two games have been no-nos, so that's a pretty good thing going in. Yeah, and then we're playing the St. Mary's team tonight, copy, that's coming off their biggest win of the year last night. They beat Napoleon in their tournament.
They're fired up.
A kid pitched a two-hitter. They come in 7-11. You know, that's kind of, you know, the WBL's got a good baseball team.
Oh,
they got a good league, you know.
Without
7-11, these guys are playing a lot of confidence. Should be a good game.
Yeah, absolutely. We watched them warm up, and they look like they're playing pretty clean baseball, and I'm looking forward to a pretty good game. I'm thrilled to death that we got a game in before tomorrow night in our first tournament game, because we haven't played since last Thursday.
That's right. We haven't played since last Thursday. A big big week going on, and Cappy, we're coming off the league championship, and you know, I think everybody's momentum's high, and let's keep her going with a big win tonight.
Absolutely. Let me go down through the lineups here for tonight's game for Fort Recovery. Going to be pretty much normal stuff here for the Indians. Cade's going to lead off. He will be on the mound tonight. Like Bobby said, the last time he went on the mound, he pitched a no-hitter against Minster, and it was a great atmosphere that night. It was so much fun to be there and watch him do that. It was awesome. Will Holman will be batting second. He'll be out in center field. Nick Twaits will be in left field batting third. Reese Rogers will be at first base batting fourth. Benny Holman will be at shortstop since Cade's pitching tonight. He'll be batting fifth. Joe Holman will be at second base. Ian Holman's going to DH this evening for Cody Shinneberry, who will be behind the plate. Ethan Shane will be in right field. He will be batting eighth. And Riley Post will be our third baseman. He'll be batting ninth. For the St. Mary's Rough Riders, and looks like we're getting ready for pitch number one, is Hal Dunlop Wilker, Jacobs Fisher Bailey, Spencer Treglodon, Vogel, Bolwig. Those are the nine.
Enough.
Yep, those are the nine players for the St. Mary's Rough Riders, and we're getting ready for pitch number one. And
5 o'clock on the nose.
Yeah,
let's go.
We are on time, man. That's exactly right.
We'll be having updates throughout the game, copy, on our girls playing in their sectional, chance to win a sectional title today against Perry Commodores.
Against the Commodores, absolutely.
At the girls' softball field.
I'd love to see him win that sectional. That would be so cool for those kids. Here comes pitch number one, and that's inside, and that's going to be a little bit too far inside, and we got our first base runner with a hit pitch off the. How about that? So Hal goes down to first base after getting beamed by the pitch number one. That's going to bring Dunlop to the plate, the third baseman for St. Mary's. He gets the sign down there at third base. Coach, who's the head coach here of the Rough Riders? Bobby, do we know? I'm not sure. Going to try to advance the runner. Goes out there for a bunt. Fouls it off to the screen, so one strike on him. We do have a little injury report. Will Holman does have, I guess, a broken thumb, huh, Bob? And he's out there in center field. And Jerry said, you know, it's certainly tender, but Willie's he's a competitor, baby. He's coming. He's going to play.
Yeah, it's been acting up, and I think his pain's been getting a little worse. Like Brawny said, a couple weeks ago, he said he hurt his thumb, and it's been getting worse, Brawny. Is that correct? And he said it's really starting to bug him. They finally took him get checked out.
He wasn't too happy about it when he heard the results.
But. Yeah. Evidently, it's a tear between his thumb and his hand. And it's no surgery necessary. Like, what they're going to do is just let it grow. Some kind of cast.
Let it heal.
Have to put it in cast.
Nice pitch by Cade right there to catch that number two batter. Dunlop looking. And that strikeout number one for Cade and out number one for the Indians. That's going to bring Wilker. He's the center fielder for St. Mary's. Lefty.
Defensively for the Indians, it's posted third. Holman at short. Second base, Holman. First base, Reese. Bob catching is Shinneberry. Left field, Nick Twaits. Center field, Willie. Right field, Ethan Shane for Jerry Kelp.
Swing and a miss right there. One ball, one strike.
Ball went to the backstop. Runner advances to second.
Say I played a little AAU ball with this Wilker kid.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's a pretty good little basketball player.
Yeah, he's a solid athlete. Good shooter.
Comes the 1-1. That's a ground ball over towards Reese at first. Reese scoops it up, takes it himself, steps on the bag, gets the out. The runner does advance. So how's down to third, 90 feet away for the game's first run, and that's going to bring the cleanup hitter Jacobs to the plate, left fielder for the Rough Riders, number 5. A lot of room behind Nick Plates out there in left field. Willie's planning, I mean, there. Giving him a chance. At first, taking a little bit high and inside. Beautiful evening for baseball. A little breeze.
Absolutely perfect out.
Nice curveball by Cade right there. 14 puts that one right across the plate. Breaks it right across the outside corner. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Fisher on deck. Bailey the DH in the hole. Swinging, he gets a piece of it. Foul ball, strike two. So Cade's got ahead of him. One ball, two strikes.
Hey, we're on the rest of the year, ain't we?
You betcha.
No more.
That was taken high and outside. Ball two. Yeah, we're absolutely. On. We get to do every game.
They do not do us now.
Nope, we're good to go.
Well, they can.
Here comes
probably
the two.
Will.
Here comes the 2-2. Down the dirt, ball three.
Good stop by your catcher, save a run. His mom's walking up there, left field.
Yep, here comes old Debbie. Here comes the 3-2. Come on, Cade. Don't lose him here. That one's popped up. Out towards Ethan Shane in right field. Ethan gets under, right, makes the play, and that's out number three. So St. Mary's treads a little bit. Cade hits the first batter. He makes it all the way down to third, but nothing to show for it. After half an inning, no runs, no hits, zeros your scores.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Mom, where's my shoes?
I didn't wear them last.
Hey, Mom, what's for supper?
It's a surprise.
Hey, Mom, I need some lunch money.
Okay, I'll get in your account.
Moms, they do it all. Surprise your mom this Mother's Day with a special gift from Forget-Me-Not Florist. Fresh flowers, balloons, patio planters, gifts, and much more. Call early, 419-375-4668.
My brother Tom just did a commercial right there, Bobby.
Yeah.
That's the first, I think. It's awesome.
Could be his first one, you thinking?
Oh, I can't remember him ever doing something like that. All right, Indians are going to come up here. Cade Wendell, Will Holm, and Nick Twaits. First three batters for the Indians. Going to look to get on top here in the bottom half of the first inning. Held the Rough Riders to one runner. Cade hit the first batter there in the top half. Got a lefty on the mound here tonight. That's the old Treglodon.
Ain't no way that's his name.
That's what you wrote down. That's what I say.
That's Tregulodon.
That one's popped up. Gonna be out of play. It kind of sounds like a dinosaur.
Yeah. How you spell it?
I don't know.
Maybe looks somehow.
Looks to me like you spelled it
T-R-O-G-O. D.
D. L-O-N.
T-R-O-G-D-L-O-N.
Tregulodon.
Today, he's Tregulodon.
Today he is. Kate battling in there. 2-2 count. Fouled one off. Piece of that one. He's hanging in there. Coach Peely got a big week here this coming up here, but son gets married on Saturday. That'll be a fun time.
Yeah, that'd be a good one, Big Code. Beautiful bride, Miss Kelsey.
Yes. There's a ground ball over to the first baseman. First baseman gets a cherry hop. Right to him, steps on the bag, and that's out number one. So Kate goes down three unassisted in the book, and that's going to bring Willie Hellman to the plate. Nick Twaits on deck. Reese Bob in the hole. Brownie, you got to think if you got a broken thumb, it's pretty hard to grip the bat.
You'd think, but
if he can play
for 2 weeks,
if he can play with a broken thumb, you don't need that cast on your foot. That one's popped up.
It's going to be out of play.
Yeah, it's got to be getting close, isn't it?
I think a week from today.
Is the pain pretty much gone? Or yeah,
don't really feel anything. Just
yeah. Good. Right. Yeah. 0-1 count to Will. Lefty comes in with a fastball right down the heart of the plate. Strike two. Little breeze kind of blowing from right to left here. Right field to left field. Curveball, it doesn't get anything. Outside, two balls. No, one ball, two strikes. If you're listening out there, give us a shout. My number's 419-234-2976. I'll give you a shout out here on Fort Recovery Radio. That one's inside. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Shoot me a text when you go home. Shoot me a text when I go home. And he's looking to get a runner on here for Mr. Twaits. Well, he pops that one up. A little bit over the third baseman's head. He goes back. It's way high. He's got time to get underneath it, and he does. Out number two. Two up, two down for the Fort Recovery Indians, and that's going to bring our left fielder, Nick Twaits, to the plate. He's been hitting the ball hard, Bobby. I'll tell you what.
Twaits, he's been stroking hard. I agree with you. And we need to keep him going. We need to stay hot.
Absolutely.
It'd be interesting to see what the days off did to our Indians because, now, you know, that's a catch-22. Do you want to get swings in or you want to give them a little break to rest up? I'm a big fan of the seniors we got. Rest was best.
Well, I tell you what, I don't have any problem playing tonight. I didn't want to rest the whole week, but I think to see some live pitching tonight will help us tomorrow.
Yep.
I didn't have any problem with that 5-day break there.
And in case anybody didn't hear, we do play Faustoria on tomorrow night. Game time is 5 o'clock here at Fort Recovery.
They won 6-0 last night.
6-0, beat 8-8. 8 was the 13th seed. And I know they've only won two games. So, but you know what? We got to come out and ready to play. We got Nick Twaits getting a ball tomorrow. And
yes, sir.
Second season.
That's hit hard out towards the center fielder. Center fielder on his horses heading straight back towards the fence. It looks like he's got time. He catches her right at the warning track. Once again, Nick gets a hold of everything and just doesn't have enough to get over the outfielder's head. Long drive, just an out, folks. Three up, three down for the Indians. And after one complete, 0-0.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
You have a cell phone, Sam?
Derek, you again.
I want my own cell phone. So I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Electric power, we take it for granted until it's on. With a Generac whole house generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
With hay season just around the corner, it's a great time to stop by Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH Spring Sales Event. Get the equipment you need for this season at a special rate, including new Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with our complete line of Case IH hay tools. But hurry, because like spring, this deal will be here and gone before you know it. For more information, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
All right, we're back here at Full Recovery. St. Mary's coming up to the bat. It's going to be Fisher, Bailey, and Spencer. First three batters for the St. Mary's. Facing Cade Wendell. First batter comes up, takes the first pitch. Fisher does. He's the catcher for the Rough Riders, and he line shot out right out to Nick Twaits for out number one. And that's going to bring Bailey to the plate. There's a ground ball right up the middle. Going to be a tough play for anybody, and it does. It's base hit. First base hit of the game for Bailey. Just a high hopper right over Cade's head, right between our shortstop and second baseman. Coming boys, long arms, couldn't reach that one. It's going to bring the first baseman Spencer to the plate. Left-handed batter. It's taking a little bit high and outside. I was taking outside ball two. Reese holding him on down there at first base.
419-852-9201. Give us a shout if you're listening. Love to hear from our loyal
that
listeners.
That one's spanked over towards the left field line. Twitsy on his horses comes over, catches it in foul territory. Nice play by Nick Twaits out in left. Chases the runner back to first base. So two outs here.
Heck of a play by Twaits.
Yeah,
right? He got on his horsey there, Calpian.
And he had to run across the bullpen out there, the bullpen mound. Did a nice job on, nice play out there. So two up, or two down here. One on at first base. Bailey's on with the first base hit of the game, and that's going to bring Tregladon. He swings at that one. Kind of gets away from Shinnerberry, and the runner does advance down to second base. Kind of a curveball there that kind of caught everybody off guard, I think. Ethan shading the line down there on this left-handed batter. Pitcher for St. Mary's. Nice pitch right there by Cade. Catches the outside edge for strike one. Strike two. Think of yourself, kid. Fastball gets away from Cody. And that's going to move the runner over to third. So two straight innings. Rough Riders get a base runner down to third base. Two outs here, though.
Division 4 softball, Minster 2, Marion Local 1 after 1. I talked to Rob Hemgarten today, and he's really concerned about today's game. But
Marion.
He said Marion Local is a really dangerous team. Rob was the head coach at Minster.
They finished number 2?
Yeah.
That's a hard ball right back to the Cade. Nice job by Cade Wendell. He comes up with it, flips over to Reese Bob. Out number 3, so two innings in a row. St. Mary's gets a runner down to third base and can't get him in. They do put 4 to the plate. And after 1.5, still no score here at Fort Recovery. Indians coming up.
You could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on plastic surgery and a new wardrobe, but that's not what would make people love you. Now, a new brick paver patio, that would be a start. Maybe a fireplace. Oh, I know, a fire pit and a water feature. Oh, you're going to be so loved. Forget the gray-haired dude on TV selling online romance. Have Kurt and Eric, the real artist at Nature's Green, give you the makeover that will make you and your home irresistible. Nature's Green Nursery.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at CooperFarms.com.
Winter do a number on your car? Spring is right around the corner, and Hastings Auto Sales can get your car looking great again. Make your appointment now at 375-4617, and they can have it looking like new. You can start spring off right with full detailing starting at $130 or a wash and wax for $85. And be sure to have them check out your air conditioning system so you're nice and cool on that first hot day. Give Hastings a call tomorrow at 375-4617 and get your vehicle looking good and ready for spring.
All right, good job, Brannick. Great timing on that commercial right there, big fella. We're going to go 4-5-6 here. Indians going to go with Reese Bob, Benny Homan, and Joe Homan, first three batters. And Reese, pretty sneak little batter right there. How about that, Bobby? Got there. Nice job, Reese Bob.
Bunt single.
How about that? Haven't seen that, I don't think, all year. And third baseman playing way back on him, and Reese Bob just laid a nice bunt right towards him, and he couldn't charge it and get him out in time. And nice job. First base hit here for the Indians.
Got an update from the other end of town. The Lady Indian softball team, Lima Perry, gets a runner on third with nobody out in the top of the first, leaves them stranded. Oh, Indians yeah. come up in the first, and they get a run. And after one, Lady Indian softball leading Lima Perry.
Sweet.
1-0. Good. Let's job, go, girls. Division 4 sectional is up. They are playing tonight. So there's some good ones. St. Henry, Delva, St. John's,
yeah.
Minster, Marion. So we'll keep you updated on all the scores.
Benny Homan steps in here, our number five hitter of the night. Reese Bob over at first. Benny lays down a nice bunt. Oh, just goes foul for him.
Copy, here's a kid we got to get hit. Been hit. He's really been struggling to play the last couple weeks, and he knows he has too. And against a left-hander today, maybe this is a chance to get him on track. And
maybe so.
Get him driving the ball a little bit.
Yeah, we know he can hit, and we saw him hit earlier, and he's just in one of those little valleys right now. I'm trying to lay the bunt down again, and he does.
That's good.
This one he puts over towards third. Third baseman makes a wild throw, gets past the first baseman, and that's going to move both runners up. So Reese is going to head over to third. Benny ends up at second, and a nice job right there, Indians. So Benny reaches on an error on the throw.
Bailey Tebby with an RBI triple is how the Indians scored
the
first.
I tell you what, at Jay County, she hits the ball hard.
Drives in Brenna Homan.
Excellent job. So Benny's brother Joe going to step in here, second baseman tonight for the Indians, with a chance to drive in a couple of runs, and he's going to try to bunt too, and he gets it off the end of the bat, foul. Let's knock one in here, boys. Let's get a number on the board. Oh, one count to Josie. Doesn't. Tries to bunt again. Tries to squeeze one, and he bunts it straight up in the air. Strike two. Pretty crazy about that call right there, Bobby.
Coach Juan will eat the bunter. He likes the bunt. Come on, Joe.
Here comes the 0-2. Swinging a miss. Got him right there. So out number one, Joe goes down swinging. First strike out of the game for the Indians. And that's going to bring our DH, Ian Homan, to the plate. Like a good Ian on track here. Been hitting the ball good. DH in for Shinnenberry. That one's taken a little low to make. Called a strike. 0-1 count. How about the Reds? They got the Metsy one more time tonight, Bobby?
Nope.
Done with the Mets?
Yeah, they are out the West Coast. Play the Dodgers tonight at 10-10.
Ooh.
Reds and Dodgers. Come on, Ian.
There's a bunt laid down. Nice play right there. Catcher's going to be on the bag. Uh-oh, now we got Benny in the rundown. We did get a run to score. Coach Wendell not happy down there at third base.
I don't know why Ethan's only at second or first base. The heck was he doing there?
Ian's down at first. So Ian laid a bunt down. The pitcher came up with the ball, flipped it over at home to the catcher. Too late. Reese Bob had already scored to make it 1-0. Benny comes around third too far. The catcher fires down to third, gets him in a pickle, and does get him out. So two outs now. Benny out on the bases. Ian at first. Fielder's choice. I didn't give him a sacrifice on that. He did that perfect. So runner at first. One run across the plate. And Ethan Shane, our batter. Swing and a miss. Hard swing by Shaney.
Well, Shaney, base hit here, kid.
Comes a pitch. Right across the middle plate, strike two. Come on, Ethan. Give Riley a shot here this inning. Gets a piece of it. Fouls it up, back out of play.
Overman boys pulling the old dump truck through.
Yeah, we're rolling over here. Might be hauling some gravel or something for the boys. Ooh, that was taken inside. Just about caught number 15, Ethan Shane, there on the old jetty.
Yeah, I seen the new, I was out mowing grass today, the old new street sweeper.
Yeah.
Come by looking good. Nice, yeah. Nice acquisition by the town.
Yeah, we did a good job on that one. That's it hard out towards center field. Center fielder playing him absolutely perfect. Makes one step to his right. Picks it up, and that's the third out of the inning. But the Indians do get on the scoreboard. They do get one on a base hit. Nice sacrifice by Ian. We strand one. And at the end of two, complete. 1-0 in favor of the Tribe.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix. The CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older to receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. You can receive the Shingrix vaccine if you've had shingles, received Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. So let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery for Sales or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
All right, we're back here. Top half of the third inning. Brownie not so good on the commercials there. Yeah. A little late again.
We want them. These umpires ain't screwing around.
No, they're going wide open here. We're going to have Vogel, Ballweg, and Howell. And somewhere along the line, Bobby, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, we got 10 guys here, and we're only batting 9, so I don't know which one's actually not batting. You know what I'm saying? I don't know which one of these guys is not batting. I've got 10 position players in a DH, so I'm assuming that was Vogel, and this is Ballweg, but I'm not sure. But he popped up.
So this dude
popped up to the second baseman. This guy's going to pop up to Ethan Shane out and right. Ethan comes over, makes a play. Two up, two down.
Ethan caught that at first base.
Yeah, that was a long haul.
Is this the leadoff guy? Is this how? Does that ring a bell with you guys?
Mm-hmm. Who's up next after Hal?
Dunlop.
The third hitter's up next.
No. Is that Wilker on deck?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So one of these guys, I'm saying that. So Vogel pops up here.
Let me see if I got the, see if I can read what Doggy sent. JV baseball team's ahead 4-0, top of the second. Chuck Etzler on his last bus trip ever.
Wow. Thank you, Chuck, for all the work you did for our school.
Ain't he something?
Yes, sir. That was down in the dirt.
We said last night, we for his last trip, we wanted to take the oil plug out of the bus, so when he takes off, he blows it up. Probably shouldn't do that.
He probably didn't see the humor in that one. Two outs here, top of the third inning. That one's going to be ball four. So Dunlop goes down to first on a base on balls, and that's going to bring Wilker to the plate. Cade's had a runner every inning so far. Had to deal with. Gets in the stretch here. Big lead down there at first base. He's dead meat. Swing and a miss right there by Wilker. I'm thinking Cade's going to go to first here before long. Not this time. There's a quick throw down there by Cody. He's back in time. That was a ball. One ball, one strike. Ooh, that one's inside. Wild pitch there by Cody. Arcade, and that's going to get past Cody, and that's going to move the runner over to second. So Dunlop over to second. Now Wilker's got a chance to drive in the tying run here for the Rough Riders. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss off speed. Nice job right there by Cade. That was a great pitch. Had Wilker spinning in his shoes, didn't he?
Oh, Randy? Yeah.
He knew it as soon as he started to swing it. It wasn't coming as fast as the rest of them. Beautiful pitch. Two strikes on him now. Get him yourself here, Cade. Come on, babe. Fastball jams and he hangs in there, pops it up and out of play. Scared the heck out of that lady, didn't it? She got up and moved
on. She
did. I love that big purse she's got there.
She had a huge bag.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, that's ginormous. St. Henry 6, St. John's 0 after 1. Redskins.
Okay, get him here.
What'd you think of the all conference team?
Well,
congratulations, Nick Twaits. Congratulations to Cade Wendell.
There's a ground ball over towards Reese. Reese is going to make a play. He's got to hustle to do it by himself. Oh. And now we got a collision. It was one of those deals there where Reese Bob had to hurry, and he didn't want to flip it over to Cade, and he stepped on the bag, and the runner collided into him. We get the out right there, and that's going to be out number three. So we get out of another base runner jam, and after 2.5 in the books, the Indians up 1-0.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Ains at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to professionally manicured lawn.
All right, we're back here, Brownie. Getting ready for the bottom of the third inning. Indians are going to try to build on this lead here a little bit. Bobby, you mentioned there in the top half about the All-Conference. And like you said, congratulations to Nick Twaits, Cade Wendell, also first team.
Benny Hum, honorable mention.
We've got a couple players that we thought would probably make it. And I thought Willie did an excellent job this year. And Reese Bob had a heck of a year at the bat, pitched well for us. But, you know, I don't know who makes the call on that. And I think it's a little unfair to them, but it is what it is.
I will not express my opinion.
Well, I know you won't.
Because the owner has put the clamps on my real opinion. Come on, Riley.
So Riley comes in there and takes that one high. Riley Post, Cade Wendell, Will Holman, first three batters here for the Indians. Come on, Riley, get on there. Lead us off here. Was taken outside. Called out a strike, didn't he?
Gee, a little shaky, wasn't it?
Oh, mercy.
Dude wants out bad.
He's hot. That was taken inside for a ball. I believe it's 3-2. We don't have anybody keeping track here of the balls and strikes. And the
we
umpire,
don't have an announcer. We don't have nothing.
The umpire never puts his hands up on the count, so. I think it's 3-2. Here comes the pitch. There's a hard ground ball over towards the shortstop. He's got to go towards 30. Makes a play. Comes up firing, and Riley's way too fast for him.
Out of way, Riley.
Base hit for Riley Post. And that's going to roll the top back to Cade Wendell with Willie on deck. That was a nice play by the shortstop. He had to get in the hole and planted his foot, fired across. It was a nice throw, but just about a step too late. Rally with an infield single, and that's going to bring our leadoff man, Cade Wendell, to the plate. Cade squares, pulls back on a bunt, ball one. Jerry told me that I guess Lori must have went and watched the ball game last night. And he said that, I don't know, Fostoria must be a really loud team in the dugout and complained about every pitch. And Dave Tillman was the umpire. He must have walked over and said, boys, we're not complaining about every pitch. Can't do it. There's a nice pitch right there on the outside edge, strike one. And I think we'll see a little different atmosphere tomorrow night once we get in the tournament. I think, we've seen our bench get pretty loud and pretty fired up in the Sander game and the Coldwater game. And tonight, a little bit subdued, but I think they'll get pretty fired up here tomorrow night when we start playing tournament ball. Crazy noise, popcorn machine down there. I believe it's three balls, one strike, if I ain't mistaken.
Indians are going to put a crooked number up this inning. Todd Holman, 1-0 after two innings complete. Girls softball over on the east side of the fort. Middle school. Beautiful complex
outside
there.
Ball four, and that's going to... Yeah, it is. And I think Joelle and Lucy was going to head over there and watch an inning or two of that, and then actually ride their bikes over here.
All right. I hate Wasp. This one's history.
Oh, just knocked him about a half loopy right down on Kenny Steinman.
Whoops.
Sorry, Kenny.
I hate wasps. I hate bees.
You hate bees?
Yeah. We got a pitching change?
What's going on here? Yep, got the manager coming out here talking to his kid. We'll see if he's going to make a change. I don't think he has at this point yet. He's just coming out trying to settle him down here a little bit. Willie up to the batter's box here. Nobody out. Runners at first and second. Indians, I think Bobby is right. Looking to put up a crazy number this inning.
I like it. Home plate umpire says, boys, let's play some ball. Let's go.
He is hot. He's hot. Got all the pads underneath that shirt.
He looks hot, don't he?
Yeah, he looks hot.
Kind of grumpy.
I don't think he'd like it if I'd holler out there, hey, what's the count?
Probably not.
We know the count right now because we haven't had a pitch to Willie yet. So runners at first and second. Riley at second. Cade at first.
It's a base hit left field, boys.
Uh-oh.
And Riley gets in a pickle. And he's out. So Riley gets a pretty big secondary lead, and Kelly Lollygag's getting back to second, and the catcher says, I don't think so, son. Fired one down to the second baseman. They got him in a pickle, and he's out. So we made the first out at third base, and that, my friends, is a no-no. That
gives the old coach gray hair, don't
it? Yes, sir. That goes down as a 2-4-5. Now Cade heading down to second. He's going to be in there standing up. So Cade down in scoring position. One out here in the bottom of the third inning. Willie now with a chance here to drive in Cade. Bobby calls a base hit to left field.
Oh, that was
that it. Baby was a, huh? That was a perfect pitch, too.
I'm on 2-4. I'm on Cade. Todd Holman's listening to us.
Man, you'd hit that one hard.
I nailed that dog. Woo.
Time called by Willie. Good call there, buddy.
Ronnie, you fired up? How many days of school you got left? Six of them. Oh, my God.
6 days.
Next week, you got finals next week?
Mm-hmm.
Last half of the week.
That one jams him right there. Willie kind of jumped back and...
Yeah,
if they'd have called that a strike on him, he'd have been in a rage. He did kind of spin his bat a little bit.
Yeah, they could. I thought maybe they might ring him up.
Base umpire said, no, he's safe. He's good. That one's inside, too. I think it's 3 balls and a strike. Kate out there at second. Riley got snagged off of the second baseman there, got in a rundown between second and third. Poor base running right there by Riley, and he knows it. There's a hard hit ground ball over to third. Third baseman comes in and makes the play, and it's going to be a fair ball. Now,
me.
Cade is in a pickle. And our base running, folks, has been a little bit suspicious. Third baseman shaking him back. It's been back and forth 100 times, and Cade's now tagged out.
My goodness.
Cade's now tagged out, and that's going to be the second base running error in the inning, Bob. So Willie's down at first base with a routine ground ball to the third baseman. Third baseman says, I can't get him at first, fires over to second, and now Cade's in no man's land, and he's out. That's going to go 5-6-9-8-4-3-2-1 in the book for an out. There goes Willie down to second. He's going to have to hustle, and he does. He slides in there and just beats the throw. Nice job by Willie. So now he's down in scoring position for Mr. Twaits. Nick Twaits is on in the batter's box here, and Reese Bob on deck. I'm pretty sure those two base running errors will be something that's talked about after this ball game. Just my opinion. First two guys on, nobody out, and they both get three pickles, holes. And we got 2-3-4 up. I was taking Hyatt outside for a ball. Come on, Nick. Line shotter here. There goes Willie. He's going to try to steal third. Here comes a hard throw down, and that's going to get away from the third baseman, and that's how we do it.
Oh, wait, Willie.
Willie just had a chance right there, and he took it on his own and went firing into third base, and the catcher came up firing, and he threw it about right at the edge of the grass. Tough play for the third baseman, and just kind of popped away from him, and Willie comes home to score. So we do pick up a run here in the bottom of the third inning. That was some good base running there by Willie.
Well, he don't have he may have a broken thumb, but he don't have broken legs.
Yeah, he can move it. So now Twitch, he's sitting in there, and
you think Michelle was fast? Todd wasn't that fast. I mean, so she must have had a... I'm saying so. Ross was Todd. You agree with that?
Yeah. I don't know if Michelle was a fast runner. That one's inside ball four, so Tracy's going to head down to first on the base on balls. I'm sure if we asked Todd, you know, he was a speedster.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because man, he was Mr. Everything.
I'm sure he was the speedster. Michelle wasn't that fast. That's the story we'll get. Then you talk to Michelle, and she was fast. Both of them's fast. Neither one of them keep up with that boy. So Reese Bob pops in there. What do you got? Who said that?
Carrie Shane.
Carrie Shane said Michelle was as slow as a turtle. That's just me.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. So much for a free beer for Miss Shane tonight. Michelle was biased. Not anymore. Come on, Reese Bob. Line me a shout out here in right field one time. There goes Tweitsy. He's going to take off for second. That's going to be a tough one. He's down there in there easy. Man, I thought that catcher was going to come up fire, and he didn't get a good throw on it. So Tweitsy down to second. Now Reese with a chance to drive in a run. If he gets a hit here, Jerry's really going to be mad because that'd have been two more runs.
He will get a hit here.
Yeah.
Oh. Look at it.
Yeah, he knew that was good. He took a good cut at it, fouled it off right back to the screen. I'll tell you what, we get on this tournament run, Bobby, we're going to have everybody hitting. Everybody's got to be sharp. We can't make mistakes like we made in base run in this inning. Can't do it. Ooh.
Oh.
That was a good pitch, too. Reese got caught out looking, and I'm going to say it was a strike because I thought it was a good pitch. And Reese Bob going to go down looking for out number three. We got three in the books, Bobby. The Indians picked up one more run there on a hit and two hits. We strand one, and after three in the books, Indians 2, Rough Riders 0.
Mom, where's my shoes?
I didn't wear them last.
Hey, Mom, what's for supper?
It's a surprise.
Hey, Mom, I need some lunch money.
Okay, I'll get in your account.
Moms, they do it all. Surprise your mom this Mother's Day with a special gift from Forget-Me-Not Florist. Fresh flowers, balloons, patio planters, gifts, and much more. Call early, 419-375-4668.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to the genie.
Genie who?
The genie that lives in the magic lamp. Don't you have something for everyone?
Do you know Derek?
I'm his sister. He always says he has something for everyone.
We do, with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farmer business. You don't need a magic genie to get great service here.
But I wanted to whisper a pony.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888.
All right, here we go. Top of the fourth inning. Cade back on the mound for the Indians, looking strong. It's going to be Jacobs, Fisher, and Bailey, first three batters for the Rough Riders. And first two pitches, the curveball is right across the plate for strikes. Cade getting ahead of the batter in this inning, and that's fouled off right back at us, Bobby.
If that would have came through, it would have hit me right in the belly. That was belly high.
It was coming right at us.
Oh, hey. Indians play tack on.
All right.
Lead it 3-0 over at the old girls softball tournament.
Nice job, girls. Swing and a miss. Nice job by Cade Wendell to pick up a strikeout on Jacobs, and that's going to bring Fisher to the plate with Bailey on deck, the DH.
Cade's kind of businesslike today, ain't he?
Well, he's thinking, I've had enough of these base runners. Let's go.
Let's go.
There's a strike popped up and out of play over towards the batting cage. Oh, that's got a car. That's incredible. How many times that ball bounced between two cars? Comes the 0-1. There's a ground ball up towards Benny. He's going to have to make a play. Riley comes over, cuts it off, fires high over towards first base.
Ooh, Reese puts a tag on.
Yeah, he put a tag on him.
That's an error on the throw.
Yeah, Riley, he came over, cut it off, fired over to Reese. Reese jumped up high for it, come down and put the tag on the runner. And Trent Beckman said, I don't believe. Safe. So that's an E5. Runner down at first base. So that's going to bring Bailey, the DH, to the plate. Did you get yourself a water, Bernie? First pitch outside, ball one. This water right here has no chance.
Is this second night, Gracie?
Mm-hmm. Nice off-speed pitch by Cade right there.
That, my friends, was my buddy slurping the old water.
That was priceless. That one's in the dirt. Nice stop by Cody. I believe it's three balls and a strike now. Fisher down at first after the error by Riley Post. Spencer on deck, followed by Preglidon. This one drove straight down in the dirt. Foul ball.
Shelby County tied online tonight. Laramie and Rushi. Fort Laramie leads 5-2. Me and Brawny was at the old Rushi game. They got a nice team down there, don't they, Brawny? They got runner-up in the state.
That is something last year. Remember that Mr. Rushi played in the state finals? Dang near see their lights when they both have it on in their baseball fields. From each other's. There's a ground ball that's back two. To Cade, and that's going to be an easy double play if Benning can fire it over, and that, he does, and that's a double play. Nice job by Cade to get that started. Benning come across and flung that baby over to first, heading by three steps. Nice double play by the Indians. The end of the top of the fourth inning, they do get a runner on by an error. Nothing to show for it, and after 3.5, the Indians 2, Rough Riders 0.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, currently has a huge selection of used farm equipment. There's high horsepower tractors for the big jobs to small loader tractors for the homeowner. There's used equipment like spring and fall tillage, skid steers, hay equipment, and rotary cutters. Used harvesting equipment like combines, corn heads, grain heads, grain wagons, and carts. See the used equipment on the Hull Brothers website, HULLBROS.com. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, give us a call today.
Hi, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors. Mulch, topsoil, great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Right, we're back here, bottom of the fourth inning. We got Benny Homan, Joe Homan, and Ian Homan, the Homan boys. First three batters.
$5 in my bunts this inning.
That one's fouled away back towards the Durango.
No, Durango's off to the left.
I know.
Had me thinking, though. You see that hurt, the volcano that the lava pours over the...
Yeah.
That's crazy, isn't
it? It is weird. Actually, I'd like to see it. 2,000 degrees, there's a curveball, stays way outside. One ball, one strike. Yeah, have you seen the people, they put that, I don't know, they have like a goddess or something they put on the road. It's they something to do for their volcanoes or something. Seen a couple of those things, yeah.
What do you think it costs to have insurance around that bad boy?
Well, Lucy and I were talking last night, you know, and Lucy said, you built on a volcano.
Yeah.
That one's popped up. Going to be a tough play for somebody. I think it's going to get out of play. It's right on
the
edge of the dugout. Come on, Benny. Hit one hard here. Drive one here. Let's go, babe. Somebody up in the bullpen down there for the Rough Riders. Can't catch a number on him.
Can't either.
Come on, Benny. Get something going. And he does. That baby is line shot down the line towards the fence. That's going to be in there for at least a double. Left fielder gets over there in a hurry, makes a great throw to the shortstop, and they're going to hold him up as a stand-up double. And that's what we wanted to see, Bobby. You said it before the game started. We got to get him on a roll. And he hits the ball like that. I like it.
Biggest hit of the game right there. I don't care if he'll score or not.
That's right.
Seeing that kid make good contact.
He flat.
Love to watch him run the bases.
Flat out pegged that baby. Beautiful piece of hit. So leadoff man on for his brother. Joe comes in, high cheese. He squares the bunt and pulls back for a ball. One of my boys, Jake West Curtis, works for me. Got home on his honeymoon on Monday. His ear has not popped yet from the airplane. How about gets back towards the screen? He's easily going to make it down to third base. So Benny down there 90 feet away for the game's third run. I mean, you've been on them airplanes and your ears popping. Yeah. If they don't pop, that's painful.
He needs a good popping, don't he?
He needs a good popping. I called the doctor today. He said, it really hurts.
Squeeze.
He did square up for it. We'll have to give Doggy a hard time every time you get a guy on third.
Squeezer.
We know what's coming. Gotta mix it up. Takes that one strike all the way. We get these two boys in. You know, Joe got in about a 10-game stretch there where he was just ripping the ball, too. He does score the bunt, reaches for it, and that's going to be a strike. Here comes, or gets right from the catcher, and he comes in and scores. Nice job by Benny. Joe reached out there to bunt, and it was an outside pitch, and he didn't touch it because it just went off the edge of the catcher's glove and it went right back to the screen, and that's going to score Benny for a game's third run. That's one way to get him across the plate. So now Joe can swing away here and start things over again. One run across here. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Indians got another run. 3-0. Ball 4 to Joe, and he's going to take a walk down to first. So a leadoff double by Benny, and he comes around. He gets on a pass ball. Two pass balls, comes to score, and makes it 3-0. Coach Wendell putting the play on down there. I got a feeling Big Joe's going to take off, too. He wants to get him third so he can squeeze again.
Yep.
There he goes. Catcher comes up and says, I can't throw that one out. It's outside, down in the dirt. I can't get to it. So Josie down there at second.
Time called, boo.
Here comes the manager. Coming out, going to talk to his pitcher one more time.
I think he's going to make the change, and he is. Copy? Let's take a break.
I believe so. We'll go pay a couple bills here, Brownie. We'll be back. We'll try to figure out who this new pitcher is going to be. Tegladon going to come out of the ballgame.
Looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 Impala 2LT. It's black with heated leather seats, lane departure warning, and backup camera. It has 41,000 miles, and it's priced at only $16,800. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 7th grade next year? Has he or she received the meningococcal vaccine? Kalp Pharmacy can administer the vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older with a parent or guardian present. Most preventative vaccinations are covered at 100% by insurance. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, and Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Ronnie, we're talkers.
Oh, I believe it. I said, I believe it.
You got us back on here, Brown Dog. Oh, we're getting ready. We got Wyatt Bailey coming in for the Rough Riders. He's going to take over for Treglodon.
How about the Cavs? You feel good about it against Celtics?
I like their
I hope they
here.
Derail them just to ruin Trevor Vaughn's day. That would be. Like Trevor. A Celtics fan? Oh, yeah. An arrogant one.
Sugar-coated that one, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He about to drive you crazy, does he?
Oh, yeah.
His dad, Jeff Vaughn on Twitter, when it comes to, like, IU or Ohio State, you just might want to kill him.
Yeah.
I love Vaughn.
Oh, I always get a kick out of his Bengals tweets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Bengals, too.
And that's frustrating.
And Trevor always...
he always makes fun of him.
I love it. I bet them two have a hell of a fun time sitting around.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right, so Ian's going to step in here against Wyatt Bailey, the new pitcher here for the Rough Riders.
Kent will call me. Sidearm.
He did sidearm that one. He didn't the other one. Did kind of drop down and bring her in from the side. Trying to read this article in here about old Portsy here from old Raz. I'll do it later on. Too much stuff going on.
There's a lot going on, man.
Ian outside. Nice buy right there, babe. Josie down at second. Joe Homan, that is. Ian takes that one outside, ball four. New pitcher, four straight pitches, and that's going to be another base on balls. So Ian down at first. Joe Homan at second, and that's going to bring Ethan Shane to the plate. Ethan hit a hard one last time. Out to the center fielder, right at him.
I'll buy you guys all the food you can eat if he ain't bunting here.
Swing away, Ethan.
No,
that's what I'm thinking. I didn't see anything square up there, Brownie.
You guys might be eating some. Are we going to a buffet or what?
Buffet.
Save you a little money that way. Ooh, whoa.
Ends behind, Shaney.
Couldn't square up that one.
No,
square. If he bunted that one, that'd be the greatest bunt ever.
He did bunt one here against New Knoxville that was right at his face, and if he didn't get the bat on it, he was eating it. Comes the 0-2. Swinging at that puppy, and he's going to foul it off over towards the dugout here on the third baseline. Well, I like, you know, I can eat hot dogs from down there.
Nine hot dogs.
Here comes the swing and a miss right there. Got Shaney. Kind of jammed him, got him in on the hands, and he didn't come through with anything on that. And strikeout right there for Bailey, and Shaney going to go down swinging. One out here, and that's going to bring Riley Post. Riley Post had an infield single his first time up. Riley's got a little stones in his bat there. He can put the bat on the ball. Watches the first one right across the heart of the plate. Gets a piece of that one. Foul. Back to the screen. No balls and two strikes. Cade Wendell on deck for the Indians. Beautiful night here at the old orchard. I was taking a little high. One ball, two strikes. Joe Homan out there on second. Ian Homan at first. Nobody holding Ian on here. That one hits Riley, and that's going to be... What's going on there? I thought maybe the umpire, I mean, Riley didn't really move and just come in there and hit him in the ankles. So Riley goes down to first, hit by a pitch. Joe moves over to third, Ian over to second. Now we got bases loaded, nobody or one out, and we roll the top. Here comes our crooked number, Bobby.
You got her. I like it.
Come on, Cade Wendell. Rip one here, babe. No place to put him, and that's taken high for a ball. So Bailey picks up a strikeout in between a base on balls and hit by a pitch here. And that one's down in the dirt. That's going to be an out. Hi, Joel.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
You look very cute today.
Here comes that one's outside.
Say, Bubba, they got softball up 4-2.
We're up 4-2?
Neither the fourth or the fifth inning. Girls in my grade aren't very reliable in the
girls in my grade.
I'm just kind of shocked.
Come on, Cade.
Todd Omen are shooting me text.
Ooh, called that one a strike. Cade not happy with that and thought it was a little high. Ooh, that one's inside, ball four. Cade thought it was going to catch him on the leg, and it didn't. Just missed his leg, and that's going to bring home a run on a base on balls. So Bailey comes in with having some serious control troubles here. Joe comes around to score. Ian over to third. Riley Post to second. Cade down at first, and now Will Homan to the plate with one out. And that one's inside and high. Ball one. Boy, we could just get hot here and start ripping one, but there's no reason to swing if you can't get one across the plate here. Nope. That one's way outside. Nice job by the catcher to get a glove on it.
Lady Indians now lead 6-2, bottom of the fourth.
6-2, favor of the Lady Girls.
Looking for a sectional title.
Jeez, Ram Charger all dressed up down there.
Ram is looking good.
That one's called a strike just on the outside edge. Come on, Willie. Reaches out, and pops it up. And infield fly rule is called. So Willie goes out. Second baseman for out number two, and that brings Nick Twaits to the plate. Bases loaded. We could see.
What you got? What you got?
We could
talk to
see.
Me. Talk to me.
The big tamale.
You got
here.
Me. You got me intrigued.
We could see the big tamale. This one here.
The grand poopa.
If he puts one across the plate, the way Nick's been hitting it.
Or hit him in the butt.
Yeah, throw it behind him and hit him. And that, my friends, is not the tamale. So Nick goes down to first base, hit by a pitch. That brings Ian Homan across the plate for the inning's third run. Riley goes over to third. Cade's at second. And that's going to bring Reese, the ninth hitter of the inning, to the plate. Reese struck out looking last time up. That's not going to happen this time.
Ain't happening.
No, sir. He could pull one down the line. Look at that right fielder. He's way over there. That was taken inside for a ball. Well, St. Mary's probably used up their, you know, their top pitcher. They got another pitcher out there in the bullpen now, but that one's right on the outside edge for a strike.
What's the score?
5-0.
5-0.
We got nobody in the score thing, so we can't change anything till after the inning. That one's popped up out of play down the left field line. Get hot here. That one, he fights off
that's
out of
got
play.
The Durango. Oh, no. Got the road.
Mm-hmm.
I knocked him out. He did her. I just called Diamond out there and punched. Nah, I don't care about Durango.
Timeout. Oh, that would have been funny. Watch that thing just.
Yeah.
Come on, Reese Bob. Two strikes on him. Oh, my God. That one was taken. You had to swing at that, Reese. It was too close, buddy. Goes down looking for the second straight time. Yeah, I told him he wasn't going to do it, and he did it. Out number three for the Indians. We do pick up three runs. We strand three. And at the end of four complete, the Indians 5, Rough Rider 0.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Ains at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
All right, Brownie, we're back here getting ready for the top of the fifth inning. Indians pick up three runs in the bottom of the fourth inning on one hit, three walks, and two hit batsmen.
Copy, what do you think? You think Jerry's going to get... It wouldn't surprise me to see this be Cade's last inning and Reese Bob get an inning and Benny get an inning just because they haven't thrown.
I don't know. I think that that one's taken in the dirt for a ball. First three batters for St. Mary's is Spencer, Wyatt Bailey, and Vogel. That one's a ground ball to Riley. Riley picks it up, fires over to Reese Bob, and then we get an out right there. Nice job by Riley Post. Out number one, and that's going to bring Wyatt Bailey to the plate. And it is not Wyatt Bailey. No way, that's the pitcher right there. So I'm not sure who it is, Bobby. I'd say Cade, this could be his last inning, yeah. It's very possible. Don't worry, Cade. Curveball stays a little high. Well, you know, you're right. Nick's going to pitch tomorrow night. And he may give Benny a shot here tonight and then keep Reese maybe for tomorrow night. Talked to Jerry a little bit about it this afternoon. And he said, well, you know, obviously we got to win tomorrow night. And he said, then next week we got to see who we play first and who we could potentially play second. Figure out who we want to pitch first. He said it'll be between Nick and Cade. And they can hide inside for a ball. You know, I mean, obviously, that's who's going to throw for us. And, you know, then we got, if somebody gets in trouble, we got Benny, we got Cade, we got Riley swinging a miss right there. Nice pitch by Cade. Nothing but gas on that last one. Strikeout swinging. Out number two. And that's going to bring Vogel to the plate. Nice curveball right across the part of the plate for a strike. Swing and a miss right there. A little late on that one. Strike two. Now, Jerry's excited about those young kids that are on JV. He said, man, they are going to be so much fun, too. So he's really looking forward to that. 0-2 pitch high and outside. And we got to see a couple of those youngsters pitch a little bit this year. We got to see the Mullenkamp kid pitch a little bit. We got to see Ryan Post pitch. Swing and a miss right there. Nice job. That's going to be out number three. Good piece of work there. Good inning by Cade. Nobody on. No one strikeout for Cade. And at the end of 4.5 in the books, 5-0 in favor of our Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
Mom, where's
Where's my shoes?
I didn't wear them last.
Hey, Mom, what's for supper?
It's a surprise.
Hey, Mom, I need some lunch money.
Okay, I'll get in your account.
Moms, they do it all. Surprise your mom this Mother's Day with a special gift from Forget-Me-Not Florist. Fresh flowers, balloons, patio planners, gifts, and much more. Call early, 419-375-4668.
Recovery Insurance Agency.
I thought I dialed the time and temperature number.
This isn't time and temperature.
Don't you have something for everyone?
Are you one of Derek's friends?
Yeah, he sits beside me at school. And now he talks about how you guys have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. Why do you need to know the time and temperature?
So I know when it's okay to go out and play.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
All right, Mommy, we're back here. Bottom of the fifth inning. Look at that right there. Benny. See? Just like you said, Benny Holman comes up, and he got that big hit the last time. Now, all of a sudden, that ball looks much bigger. So Benny leads us off again in the bottom of the fifth inning with a single. He came around to score in the last inning. It's just amazing how that is once in a while. You get in that slump, and all of a sudden, you get that big hit. The next time you get up there, it's like, hey.
Final regular season game of the year right here tonight. Indians 17-4. Copy. It's been a lot of fun this year.
There's a bump by Joe right back at the pitcher. Pitcher comes up with it. Fires over to first base. Gets the runner, but does great sacrifice over to second. Goes Benny. We're going to play Triad on Monday.
Oh, we are?
That's what Jerry told me today, yeah.
Where at?
Here. Dude, I take a road trip, too.
Hopefully we got a bunch of road trips left.
You ain't kidding, buddy. So Benny down at second base. Ian Holman comes in to bat.
I hope I'm on Pawqua Road four times.
That's incredible. That man, that heads up over there in the dugout. It was an inside pitch jammed in, and he pulled it right over in the dugout there on the third base line. It's kind of weird to go to the line and play the district and the regional at the same spot. I don't know if I can ever remember anything like that, but... Hey, what the heck? We get to eat at all those hot spots. Come on, Ian. That one's outside. Gets past the catcher, and that's going to move Benny over to third.
The question is, Bronny, you coming on term or chair with us, or are you dropping us?
Depends when it is.
What do you mean?
It's Stockler Concrete. I work.
I talked to H. I already talked to H. He said no problem.
You got a boot on
it. Is it paid leave or what?
Yeah, you can't do nothing anyway. Look at you.
What do you mean? I get it off on the 17th. I'll be back working by the 23rd.
Ground ball. Nice play by the third baseman. Fires over to first. Gets the out. Nice job looking him back at first. So Benny's going to have to stay at third. Ian hits a hard ground ball. Goes out 5-3. And that's out number two.
So when you get that off, are you full blow?
I think so. I'll have to talk with the doc. But
how's that been?
Not bad at all.
Does it stink?
Just a little bit. There's like a toe splint I have to put on.
A what?
I think like a toe splint, like wraps around the middle of my foot, and it pulls. It's like a string that pulls my toe, make sure it stays straight.
Yeah.
I think he's getting the smell a little bit.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You're clean shaven. You look good.
Hey, thanks, man.
Mom proud of you, ain't she?
Yeah.
Your mom might be the nicest human being in the world, by the way.
She is the nicest lady. Say she just got done baking cinnamon rolls and monster cookies yesterday.
Thanks for bringing them up. Way to look out for your partner. So, good looking out.
The other day, he came to a ball game and he had... Remember, he had bananas and apples, and there's a hard hit ground ball up towards the shortstop. He's coming home to score, and he's going to be out at second at first. So Ethan hits a ground ball over towards the shortstop. Shortstop makes a nice play, throws him out at first, out number three. No runs here in the bottom half of the fifth inning for the Indians. We do get a leadoff hit by Benny, and we can't help him get home. So at the end of five complete, Indians 5, St. Mary 0.
Electric power, we take it for granted until it's gone. With a Generac whole house generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now, Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free 5 $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
You could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on plastic surgery and a new wardrobe, but that's not what would make people love you. Now, a new brick paver patio, that would be a start. Maybe a fireplace. Oh, I know, a fire pit and a water feature. Oh, you're going to be so loved. Forget the gray-haired dude on TV selling online romance. Have Kurt and Eric, the real artist at Nature's Green, give you the makeover that will make you and your home irresistible. Nature's Green Nursery.
All right, Kate Wendell back on the mound here, top of the sixth inning.
Something funny on Twitter down there or what?
Oh, he's an idiot.
Kate back out there facing the top of the lineup. How done
they got one
the
hit? Booker.
They have one hit so
high
far.
High chopper up the middle?
Yep. Yep, they got a hit in the second inning. Cade's been nothing but lights out since, and actually that one that hit was just over his glove, or that would have been an out.
The hardest hit ball was a line shot at Tweetsie.
Yeah.
That was the hardest hit ball.
Yeah, exactly. Good, he goes out and talks to his right-handed senior.
6-2, top of five for the Indians are leading.
Lady oh, Indians. That one's popped up. That's going to hit my truck. Oh, no.
Hey, I like your new vehicle.
My
microbus or what is it?
No, you know what my wife calls it.
What?
I don't like it. She calls it the molester van. I have to admit, I did chuckle when she called it that. But you know, it's not nice to have be driving around in something that people think is a molester van.
Probably not.
Anyhow, I had to chuckle. So now Joel calls it the molester. We taking the molester?
Yep. I'm on in.
Works good for work, I can tell you that.
So we may have a makeup game Monday. Triad.
It's not 100%.
I cannot believe Triad would travel.
They're ranked.
We went there once. Oh, they're good.
Yeah, they're ranked pretty high.
Whoa!
There's a ground ball that goes about 30 feet in the air right over Riley's head for hit number two. So Hal gets on with a hit.
That hit right in front of the plate and was, landed at Tweetsie.
That was crazy, wasn't it? Riley's like, I got this.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
If you're 9'2".
If you're 9'2", and you can double that with a jump. That one's going to get away from Cody, and that's going to move the runner down to second. So nobody on here, and they're threatening here in the top half of the sixth inning.
Anybody out?
Nope. First runner down the first. Move to second on a pass ball. Dunlop, your batter. Number two hitter.
You remember Doug Dunlap?
And there's a ground ball. Cade, nice job. Looks him back at second. He throws him, goes around and gets the out. Nice job. So Dunlop goes down 1-3 in the book, one away, and that's going to bring Wilker to the plate. Took me six innings, boys, but I think I got the book figured out. All there's right. Who's coming up. No problem here. Ooh, little drag bunt. Cade comes up. Heck of a play right there by 14, Bob.
Yep.
He came off that mound in a hurry.
Athletic, baby.
Came off that mound in a hurry, and before he threw it to first, he had his foot planted. So that's going to go down 1-3. Out number two, and that's going to bring Jacobs to the plate, the cleanup hitter for the Rough Riders. Runner does move over to third. So Howe down at third base, 90 feet away. Cade comes across the plate. Just, man, that is a pretty curveball right there. You can't hit that, Bradley. Catches the front edge of that plate with that curveball. Unhittable.
I can't hit anything.
That's right. Eighth grade.
Yep. Hanger up.
Another one on the black on the outside edge, strike two. Well, I can tell you right now, this is going to be a heater right at the top of his number, right below the bill of his hat. And he popped it up. He caught up to it. Exactly where it was positioned. Another dent in my truck. How can your vehicle sit right there all year and not get anything?
Are you serious?
Have you been hit before?
No, but it's perfect. How are you going? Even if you hit, you're just going to hit the roof. Right? I ain't going to hit chain damage.
Windshield?
Yeah, it could hit the windshield, but...
That one's high ball, too.
Yeah, it could hit the windshield. It couldn't do any damage to that pile of junk.
I think it's been a great ride.
It has been awesome. Hastings Auto Sales.
Come on, Kate. Don't lose him here. Got ahead of him. No balls, two strikes, and now he threw him three straight balls. Runner down at third. Howell down at third, and Jacobs the cleanup batter. Struck out swinging the last time up. Fisher on deck. Eric Pope's down there, standing by the dugout, watching the boys. Come on, Kate. Popped him up. And that's going to be a tough one. Looks like it's going to be just out of play right there. A couple feet away, and we'd have had that puppy. Coop gets out there, gets the ball. Fast. Come on, Cade. All right, cheese ball four. Cade's not going to be happy with that at bat right there. He does gets in front of him, two strikes, no balls, and loses him. So now we got him first and third.
Man out. Two?
We got a pair.
I think Jerry just went and pulled Cody. We ain't throwing down.
Nah, we want to shut out, man. Shut them out. They're not thinking that. Swing miss right there on the first pitch. Strike one. Nice job, Cade. Come on, babe.
I go to Michigan tomorrow.
You said that. Might be a smidger late tomorrow evening.
Yeah.
Put the hammer down. Don't get
Ronnie, you going to be here tomorrow night?
Should be. Swing and a miss. That's going to get past Cody, and I think that's going to be, yes, it's going to be
too many
Rough Riders' first run of the game. So, Howell comes in to score. It was a pitch that Cody should stop, Bobby. It was in the dirt, I understand it, but it was one that he should be able to get. So, Jacobs goes over to second. One ball game now.
We need to put a little water there. Taking some huge bounces in the dirt. Kill him. Let's get out of here, boys.
Pretty dry. Well, we got a little rain last night. I don't know if they had a couple.
Dents is what I had.
Popped up. That's the third dent.
That's Neil's car. That's got the Spency Mobile. FortRadio.com.
Kaboom. Okay, let's get out of this mess here. Him up. Cade coming in. Cade's going to make the play, and he does. Out number three. But the Rough Riders in the top of the sixth inning, they pick up one run on one hit and a walk. And at the end of five and a half, boys, we got to get a couple more runs, Bobby.
Okay.
5-1 here. Favor of your Indians.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Ford Escape. It has lots of options, including backup camera and Bluetooth. It has 34,000 miles, and it's priced at only $15,500. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, here we go. Back at Forsyth Park to watch a little baseball here. First three batters for the Indians, Riley Post, Cade Wendell, and Willie Holman.
What's the name of the place now?
I don't know. I called it Forsyth. Forsyth Field.
What was it before?
Forsyth Field, Forsyth Park. Called a lot of things.
We should have a different name all the time.
We do.
Brownie, until somebody gets naming rights.
Yeah, Brownie, what do you want to call it?
I don't know. You called it the Orchard Tree earlier. I like that.
The Orchard Tree. Orchard Park.
Orchard Park. Was that what you said? We'll go with that.
Just call it the ball archer. Come on, Riley. Give me a leadoff hit here, babe. That was down. I believe it's two balls, no strikes.
You ever had these jalapeno hot sauces?
What? You got seeds? What are you going to do with the seeds now?
What?
How are you going to get rid of that?
I'm going to try one. I'm going to spit them in this trash can right behind us, brother. Spit him in Brawny's hair.
Can't get him caught in his whiskers.
No, he's looking good.
Come on, Riley. Riley takes four straight pitches, all four of them balls, and he's going to head down to first base with a leadoff walk.
David Jumbo Sunflower Seeds.
Riley been on all three times tonight, folks. Jalapeno. You're not a hot kind of guy, are you?
Mm-mm.
Send Brownie down for water here in about 10 seconds.
Yeah, we're going down anyway.
Cade Wendell going to step in there. Nobody out. Runner at first base. Willie on deck. And that is a... Oh, boy.
How's Mace trying to trick you tonight, right?
Absolute smoker. And Riley didn't wait for that line drive to get past the infield, and then went right to the second baseman, and he was a dead duck. Double play there. Cade with a line drive to the second baseman. Second baseman over to 4-3. Not thinking real well on the base pass tonight. So two up, two down in a crazy little fashion. That brings Willie Holman to the plate. I think base running might be the topic of our after-game conversation with the coaches. And the players are going to nut.
Well, I'll tell you what, buddy. You know, we're leading 5-1.
I know.
Or 18-4, but you got to look at things. You can't never stop learning, teaching.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we don't want anything to happen to the repeat as last year when we...
Oh, I know.
We kind of got stagged towards the end of the season and went in tournament, and it showed. And I think Coach Galp's going to light them up a little bit tonight and
I think he will.
Break them down and then pump them back up.
Yeah.
And Jerry's great at that.
Really takes the second pitch inside for a ball. That one's outside for a ball. I think it's 3-0. See what the umpire shows.
Say Reese is in the bullpen.
Yep, Reese warming up. I believe that. Comes a pitch. Billy with a weird Q-tipper right off the end, and that's going to go foul. Thing stayed fair for the longest time. Finally spun foul right in front of Willie's feet, and that's going to be a foul ball, strike two. Well, once you get past the jalapeno powder, it's not so bad.
Softball team leads 8-2 in their quest for a sectional title. Coach Stevens and them girls Couldn't be prouder of you guys. Way to go.
Good. That is awesome. There's the hard ground ball over the third baseman. Terry Hopp comes up with it. Willie Holland butt down the line. Gets thrown out by a step and a half out number three. Three up, three down here in the sixth for the Indians. We're going to go to the top of the seventh with a four-run lead, 5-1.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix. The CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older to receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. You can receive the Shingrix vaccine if you've had shingles, received Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. So let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery for Sales or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
All right, here we go, Bobby. Top of the seventh inning, and Indians need three outs here to wrap up a little tune-up here for our tournament game.
Win 18.
Yep. We're 17-4. Thank you to all our listeners out there listening to us tonight.
Copy, these seniors have won a lot of baseball games.
Oh,
you know?
Man. Yeah, that'd be neat to even know. That's a stat I'd like to know, how many winning teams they've been on here.
I guarantee a top dog knows.
Nice pitch by Reese Bob. Reese Bob comes in to pick up the dirty work here in the top of the seventh inning. Cade goes to second. Benny stays at first. And that's a hard hit fly ball down the line. Foul down the left field line.
So I go to get Brett Schwartz out today.
Joe Holman goes to first.
Hey.
I'm sorry?
So I go to get a pair of shorts out today.
Mm-hmm.
I have no shorts. All my khakis, everything, my gray ones, everything's dirty.
Yeah.
I don't get it. You ever do laundry?
I did it one time. Did it well.
How'd that go?
Screwed things up, so I haven't done it again.
Brawny, you ever do laundry? Mainly towels.
He's a towel man.
Are you a towel guy? Yeah, they're easy. I don't understand the other stuff. I don't either. My wife, I was going to gross her out today. I can't run out of shorts.
You got to have shorts.
How to? Got to have them. I don't get it. I know how that's going to fly. Not good.
She's a working lady too, man.
I know, but you got to throw my underwear and my shorts in the washing machine. That's all I ask.
Curveball, Jamesy fouls it away. That was close.
That one. Oh, he was mixed up on that pitch.
That's probably why Jody's not here at the game. She's probably at home washing your shorts.
Here she getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the way I roll. Looks like a big crowd down at the old park tonight, Little League. Cowboy, I went over Saturday and took some pictures of their swim pool. Wow.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
They're going to have it ready to be?
They got their dedication, I think, Memorial weekend. So
really?
Yeah, so it's ready to go, and it's going to be nice. Our pool opens up then, and I love our park and all the...
Well, it's going to be cool back
then. It is.
Yes, it is. Something's popped up out of play. D.H. Bailey up to the plate here with Spencer on deck and Wyatt Bailey in the hole. First three batters here. Last chance for St. Mary's. Indians looking to go to 18-4 and get ready for the tournament trail starting tomorrow night here, folks. Get your butts up here and watch some baseball. Indians are going to play Fostoria.
This is the most unbelievable. I've never seen a guy hit it off his hands so many times.
You don't know there's an end to the bat. He could use the barrel.
JV's up 10-2 after 4.5. Outpost checking in with us. Thank you.
Big Al.
Curveball, and he rips that one, Bobby. Right off the screen.
That's a hell of an at-bat.
Third base line, yeah. Yeah, he smoked that one.
We're out of balls.
What are you going to do?
Game over.
Mm-hmm.
We're up 5-1.
We got one.
Mm-hmm.
Reese probably thinking easy peasy lemon squeezy coming in here. A couple pitches and this guy's going to make
fastball,
more.
Fastball, strike three.
Inside. Gets away from Cody, goes back to the screen.
Mm.
Come on, Reese. Nice curveball right there. Got him. Good pitch right there by double zeros. One up, one down. Strikeout swinging for Bailey, and that's going to bring Spencer to the plate.
That fastball kind of set him up with the Uncle Charlie.
Man, that was a beauty pitch. So here comes the first baseman, Spencer. Truck Rider's down to two outs here. Good pitching tonight here by the Indians. Cade pitched a heck of a ball game. Gave up a couple of hits. They scored a run. There's a... He was way late on that curveball. One ball, one strike. Gets a piece of that one back to the fence, strike two. Come on, Reese. Nobody on here. Top of the seventh. Indians up by four. Swing and a miss. Nice job, Reese.
My boy, Reese.
Two up, two down. Both strikeouts swinging. Well, you know, Reese doesn't have the velocity that Cade has, but he's got this awesome curveball. And when they're used to some of Cade's heat and they come in there and see that one about 15 mile an hour slower, they are like a corkscrew. So here comes Wyatt Bailey. Two outs here, top of the seventh, last chance. That's a curveball that doesn't come across the plate, stays inside, ball one. That one's high. Ball two. So far, St. Mary's has picked up one run on two hits. That one's fouled back to the screen. Indians have got five runs. We've only got, though, Bobby, we've got one, two, three, four, five hits. Five runs, five hits. Our base running has been shaky at best. Come on, Reese. There's a strike. Nice curve there. Boy, when you can get them curveballs coming across for a strike, makes the game a little tougher for those hitters. Here comes the pitch. Fouls that one back to the screen. Strike two.
Creaky steps back there.
I didn't mind it. So, nice curveball right there. Strike three, and that's going to do it. Reese Bob comes in here in the top of the seventh inning. Strikes out the side. Nice piece of pitching there by Cade and Reese to take care of the Rough Riders tonight. The Indians go to 18-4. We'll come back with a little post-game talk and wrap things up here and get ready for tournament tomorrow night.
Seventh Annual Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament is coming up on June 8th, 9th, and 10th at Forsyth Park. The tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery graduates, spouses, fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Your team should consist of former classmates graduating in the same year, or as needed, you can combine classes to form a team, and each team needs to have a minimum of five ladies and five guys per team. Be sure to reserve your team's spot before Sunday, June 3rd, by contacting Cole Wendell at 419 419-852-7141 or Ryan Evers at 419-733-6448, or you can email him at evers_ryan@yahoo.com. The entry fee is $100 per team. Watch their Facebook page, 2018 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, for updates and game schedules. Food and refreshments will be available at the tournament, so grab the whole family and head on down to Forsyth Park for a weekend full of fun and socializing with old and new friends. The 2018 Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, June 8th, 9th, and 10th. Be sure to sign your team up before June 3rd. Get down there. It's always a lot of fun.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it, because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
All right, we're back here. We're going to ramp things up for the Indians tonight here against the St. Mary's Rough Riders. 1 hour and 40 minute game time tonight. Quick game, Bobby. Yeah. Nice job by Reese and Cade. Reese came in relief for Cade. Cade pitched six innings, pitched six strong innings, really. Gave up a couple of hits, one crazy run for the St. Mary's Rough Riders. They had one run. They only had two hits. They stranded four, and the Indians had one error. Riley had an error there at third base. For the Indians, we've had five runs on five hits. We stranded six, and St. Mary's committed three errors tonight. It was just a nice tune-up game. Nice to get a win. I'm glad we won the ball game here tonight. I can see Coach Kalp down there talking to his players, and I guarantee you that he's going to hammer a little bit on some of that base running and not paying attention a little bit tonight, and that's okay. And tomorrow night, we start with Fostoria, and I think the game time is 5 o'clock. If that's not correct, tell me. 5 o'clock game time tomorrow night, folks. If you can get your butts out here, we'd love to have a big crowd here at home tomorrow night for the tournament game. Sectional championship game at home here against Fostoria. And then from there, we will travel to Elida if we can get past Fostoria, Bobby.
Yep. Yeah, second season time, Calpy. And like you said, Fostoria's coming off a 6-0 win over Ada. And anything can happen, and you only got to be as good as that team you're playing. And
that's right.
And they don't have the record that we got. But we got to be ready. And this is it, boys. It's crunch time. And our seniors got to step up. And
And
I look for the Indians to come out tomorrow and have some enthusiasm, take care of business. And now it's time to clock in. Now it's time to go. And
then
we got this type of team and the pitching staff. You know, our pitching staff is as good as anybody in the state. And if we just got to manufacture runs, and that's what we did tonight.
That's exactly right.
We played Fort Recovery Indian baseball.
That's exactly right. And we've got the pitching staff to make a run here. And one thing we got to do is, like you said, get a couple runners across the plate and see once what happens. Our defense seems to stay pretty solid. You got to get a couple breaks. Like Jerry said, you know, the first year we went to state, we got a couple breaks. And it takes that.
Yep.
And at some point in one of these games, we're going to need to have a break.
Yep, that's right.
And hopefully we get it and it goes the right way. And so for Bronny, Ryan Braun, Bob Stogler, and myself, thank you, Neil Spencer. Thanks to all the listeners out there listening to Fort Recovery Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, probably about 4:45 or 4:50, somewhere in there. We got a 5 o'clock starting time. Hopefully the rain stays away. They change the rain or not?
Or
was it supposed to rain? There was a chance of rain, but we'll see once what happens weather-wise. And we'll be back on the air tomorrow night at 5 o'clock, folks. Hopefully you can get your butts out here and listen and watch the game. And if not, listen to Fort Recovery Radio. And so far, we know that the girls are still ahead 6-2, right?
8-2
over the Lima Perry Commodores. Good luck to the girls. Finish that game off. Bring home a sectional title for the girls softball. That'll be the first sectional title in quite some time, I'd say.
My daughter Carly was last.
So, very, very good. All right, folks, we'll talk to you tomorrow evening. Have a good night.